朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
姊妹，这都是我们要逃避不可以有的观念和不健康的想法。
For instance, these are the things that we ought to avoid. These are all very unhealthy train of thoughts or notions that is in our head.
没有人被强迫戴的。
No one should be forced to put it on.
但是每一个人戴并不代表他完全。
But whoever puts it on doesn't represent that they are perfect.
所以但是我们看到只要有人戴，我们心里面就要受到提醒。
But when we see someone who covers their head, we ought to be reminded in our hearts.
我们只要看到有人戴着蒙头帽，我们就要为教会祷告，希望教会真在这里做见证。
When we see someone who bears these symbols, we ought to pray for the church that the church really bears the true witness of what's happening.
见证基督是教会的元首。
To testify that Christ is the head of the church.
教会要在凡事上顺服基督。
That the church in all things needs to be obedient unto Christ.
所以我希望我们中间的姊妹们哈，真是有这个荣耀的感觉。
And I really pray that our sisters who are here, you would have the sense of glory.
然后我们弟兄们也能够学会，这是不光弟兄们，所有的弟兄姊妹都要珍惜那些现在愿意开始蒙头的弟兄姊妹，或者那些姊妹们。
The sense of pride in all of our who are brothers, we need to treasure.Those sisters who are in our midst, who are covering their heads.
二十多年前，我们在红木城的教会，恐怕30年前了。我们按照顺序礼拜五这个查经聚会。
About 30 years ago, we were in a church of Redwood City, and systematically we went through the scriptures.
当我们查完哥林多前书十一章之后。
And when we went through First Corinthians chapter 11.
我很感动的一件事情，那时候教会也不过才40多个，40-50个人。
I was very moved. The church was about 40-50 people.
礼拜天好几个姊妹头上都戴了蒙头帽。
The following Sunday, after we study this chapter, many, many sisters began to cover their heads.
你不用太讲究它是什么样子的，要大的啦，要什么颜色的啦，黑的啦，白的啦。在中国大陆有各式各样讲究哈，那我们没有这样子的要求。
A lot of places, they put emphasis on how big, what color, and what shape. We don't have such a distinction here.
但是如果你们真的有心想要这方面操练的话，会后可以跟办公室登。
But if you want to partake in this practice, you could register with the church office and we can go order them.
我们是为了爱耶稣，为了顺服神，我们做这个见证。
And I wanted to say it is because we love Jesus, we want to bear testimony for the Lord.
我们为了羞辱仇敌，我们在这里做这个见证。
And we want to bring shame to our enemy, so we bear this witness.
我们为了要造就教会，帮助弟兄姊妹受到提醒，我们要顺服主，顺服基督。
And to edify the
我们愿意蒙头。
To edify the church, to strengthen the church, for the purpose of pleasing Christ, we will cover our heads.
所以你在教会里面会在一些不同地方看到一些标语啊，这个以便以谢，或是基督是一切，又在一切之内。
You'll see some signs or some words on the walls throughout this building as Christ is all in all and Ebenezer in our dining hall.
他没有讲话，没有发声，但是他其实都在提醒我们，他都在说话。
Those words on the wall, they are not making a sound, but they continuously speak to us.
你只要真正用心去看它，它都是一个提醒，它都是一个祝福。
If we look at those things with our hearts, we begin to discover they speak to us, they are blessings to us.
所以如果我们属灵的话，从属灵的眼光来看姊妹头上带着这个标记之物，这个顺服的记号，我相信神在对我们说话。
If we're truly spiritual and we look upon these symbols by which our sisters are wearing these coverings on their head, we know that God will speak to us.
提醒我们都要来顺服基督。
To remind all of us that we need to be submissive to Christ.
好，第四件事情关于讲道。
And fourthly, concerning speaking or preaching.
这个第一个，女人公开讲道和祷告是许可的。
It is permissible for women to preach and pray publicly.
只是需要蒙头。
On the condition that their heads are covered.
因为刚才哥林多前书十一章讲得很清楚。
Corinthians chapter 11, First Corinthians chapter 11 is very clear on that issue.
第五节他说，凡是女人祷告或讲道，若不蒙着头，就羞辱自己的头。
Verse 5, but every woman who prays or prophesies with her head uncovered dishonors her head.
如果女人决定不准讲道，不准祷告，就没有这句话。 的，对不对？
And if women absolutely cannot pray and cannot speak publicly, then they won't. Paul wouldn't put that verse in here.
所以表示是许可的。
So it means that it is permissible.
在旧约里面也有很多的女先知、女士师兴起来为神传话。
In the Old Testament, we see that there are women prophets, there are women judges that would speak on God's behalf.
那么在新约，刚才我们已经读过了啊，哥林多前书十一章第五节、第十节都讲到我们是姊妹们，只要蒙着头都可以。
In the New Testament, we see multiple verses where as women, as long as their head are covered, they can't pray and they can't speak publicly.
但是很快的我们要提两段比较难解释的经文跟他们应用的范围。
And we very quickly come to these two particular difficult verses to explain, but we want to talk about the boundaries and the application of these verses.
第一个提摩太前书第二章十一节到十二节。
First Timothy chapter 2, verse 11 through 12.
第一个讲到女人要沉浸学道，一味的顺服。我不许女人讲道，也不许她辖管男人，只要沉静。
It says, let a woman learn in silence with all submission, and I do not permit a woman to teach or to have authority over a man, but to be in silence.
在这里，在这一节的经文里面，就让很多人很 confused 啊，非常困惑。
And in this particular verse, a lot of people, when they read it, they are confused, they are lost.
因为明显的跟哥林多前书十一章第五节好像是矛盾的。
It seems like it's in conflict with First Corinthians chapter 11, verse 5.
那边是说你可以祷告，但是蒙着头就好了。
And there it says that you can pray, you can prophesy, but as long as your head is covered.
这边却说我不许女人讲道。
But here in First Timothy it says that I do not permit women to speak or to teach.
只要沉浸学道，一味的顺服。
That they would learn in silence with all submission.
所以在这里我们要对这些的经文的应用，我们需要有一些的解释。
For the application of these particular scripture, we need to have some explanations.
关于这节的经文，至少有四种的讲法。
Concerning this particular verse, there are four different points that are being mentioned out there.
我想我就不一一去走这个细节。我说过，我们的重点不在这里。
I'm not going to go through each of the specific details because our emphasis is not on this.
那第一个当然很明显就是传统派的，完全照字面一个字一个句，就是女人绝对不准开口。
The very firstsaying out there is that those who are very traditional, they stick to the letter and they say absolutely women are not allowed to speak, open their mouth.
但是我先很快讲完。那第二种就是稍微修正的。
Secondly, they are reformed.
准许讲，但是要蒙头，要有属灵的遮盖。
They can speak, but they need to cover their head. They need to have a spiritual covering.
那这是我们比较接受的。
This is what we've received.
那第三个就是完全不受限制，因为那个纯粹只是时代背景、文化背景，现在不需要受限制。
Thirdly, the third group would say that we're absolutely no longer bound by this because this is really just specific to the time and the culture.
那我们很快的看一下哈，这种完全认为字句照着字句要来守的。
Those who wants to hold it concerning to the letters of the law.
那第一个，它不能解决十一章第五节的冲突。
One, it cannot resolve the conflict that it has with First Corinthians chapter 11, verse 5.
因为保罗不可能对哥林多教会有一个要求，然后对以弗所教会又有另外一个要求，就是写提摩太的背景的时候。
So Paul wouldn't have one set of standards for the Corinthians and another set of standards for the Ephesians.
例如你说不可以奸淫，就是不可以奸淫，你不会说跟哥林多教会说可以，跟这边说不行。
And you once you say you cannot commit adultery, you wouldn't say one to one church and you would not permit it in another church, right?
这是第一个就是他这样子的坚持，你没办法去解释那句话。
And when they hold fast to this particular the letters of this particular verse, you can't bring it into resolution with the other verses.
另外一个就是我们说过的，绝对的真理是不能改的而且是要绝对的顺服，不能妥协。
And we say absolute truth cannot be compromised, it cannot be changed.
但是实行的东西，它的确有些文化的背景，像我们刚才讲的，男人亲嘴，勿要圣洁。
In practical application or exercise, we know that there may be variances and differences, just like the example we gave, illustration that men greet one another with a holy kiss.
所以不赞成完全照字面上来遵守的人，就在这个哥林多就在提摩太前书第二章，他们就直接反驳了。
So in First Timothy chapter 2, he immediately responded.
他说：“你们为什么只强调十一节？女人要沉浸学道，一味的顺服，不许女人讲道，不许她辖管男人，只要沉浸，但是却不去强调第八节、第九节呢
？”So why do you focus on chapter verse 11 and verse 12 that men or women ought to be silent and be submissive, and you don't look at verse 8 and verse 9？
今天到底在这边强调女人不准讲道的，到底有多少人在教会里面去强调男人要举起圣洁的手随处祷告
？And how often do we emphasize the portion with men ought to lift up holy hands？ silence and prayer in the house of God.
又有多少人在这里说女人不可以 穿这些编法黄金珍珠这些衣裳为装饰，只要有善行。
And how many are holding fast to the fact that women cannot adorn themselves with gold and nice apparels, but have good works?
所以赞成修正的呢，就说虽然有文化的背景我们可以理解，但是我们需要了解真正的教训到底是什么。
For the reformers, they feel that when we look at this, we need to have the understanding of what the word of God is saying, but we need to understand the essence of what it's saying.
所以我们当然不会赞成那种说随便都可以，反正现在是新约时代，任何人都可以随便要干嘛就干嘛的。
So we definitely do not agree with those who say that, that we're in the New Testament, we can do whatever we want, we're no longer bound by the letters of the law.
因为如果是这样子的话，那么到底什么尺度来衡量圣经上哪些教训我要遵守，哪些我不要遵守呢？
And if that were the case, then where do we draw the line as what are the things that I need to obey and what are the things I do not obey?
是不是我们不想遵守的都可以推到文化背景或是传统背景、时代背景，我们就不去遵守呢？
And everything we do not want to hold fast to, and we don't like them, and we just say, oh, they're all cultural dependent, so we don't need to observe those now.
所以对于修正的这是我说我们比较接受的，就是一方面我们知道它。有一些的文化背景，但是我们真正要在这里抓到它属灵的意义。
So for the reformers, we know that there's some cultural differences in background, but we want to grab hold of the true spiritual essence.
所以我们照着保罗说的，女人可以讲道，但是要蒙头，而且要有属灵的遮盖和保护。
So we go according to what Paul is saying that women can speak and they can pray publicly, but they need to cover their head and they have to have a spiritual covering.
那提前第二章十一节到十二节，这里说的沉浸学道，一味的顺服。叫他安静有人说这个并不是指的外面的方式的问题，而是指的态度的问题。
And so people have said that 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 11 and 12 when it says that women ought to be in silent and with all submission, they're not talking about the practice outwardly but from the spirit of the heart.
其实你能够想象任何一个神儿女们的聚会，女人从头到尾不出声，那会是一个怎样的聚会？
Can you imagine any particular gathering that we have where the women are notspeaking at all.
那我应该弟兄们凭良心说哈。
So brothers, let's be honest with ourselves.
我们有姊妹都已经还常常不够活，不够让圣灵自由了。姊妹不在，弟兄不晓得死到哪里去。
And if even with the sisters there, we're still lack that freedom and being alive in our meetings. And if the sisters are no longer there, can you imagine how dead silent we would be?
我们有这么多爱主的姊妹、渴慕主的姊妹，聚会有时候还不够丰富，那更不要说把姊妹拔掉了。
We have so many wonderful sisters, so many lovely sisters, and we would still say that our meetings are not rich enough yet. And when we say, okay, let's remove them from our fellowship, can you imagine what this looks like?
我看了非常非常多的 documents, 那些文件。
Again, I've seen many, many documents and many, many...
他们的确提到当时在哥林多、在以弗所，特别这两个是拜偶像非常厉害的地方。
And they made mention that in Ephesus and in Corinth, these two areas they really, really focus, or there's a heavy influence on idolatry.
不仅仅在这些拜假神的庙宇里面有很多的他们是称为是怎么讲？是在庙里面服侍的人哈，有点像尼姑或是。这种神职人员，但是却是犯淫乱卖淫。卖淫的人。
So in their temples, they have women who are performing worship services, but they are actually embedded into harlotry.
那这一类的女人，她是完全不受约束的，她大放厥词，讲话嚣张猖狂，然后跟人争辩，完全没有传统女人的那种拘谨那种顺服温和。
And so these women, they are loud, they are boisterous, they are not restrained in any way. So they do not have the notion of traditional women who govern themselves accordingly.
第二种的呢，就是在当时。有所谓的新女性主义，在那个时候就出现了哈。
And so even at that time, there's the notion of feminism.
特别是那些很有钱的女人。
Particularly women who are wealthy.
所以她们常常成群结伴的，她们非常的猖狂、嬉笑，然后也是随便讲话，然后批评、论断、攻击。 辩论等等。
So they will get together, they will gossip, they will criticize, they will laugh, they will mock at various things, and they'll have debates very openly.
他们也穿得非常的奢华。
And they adorn themselves very elaborately.
因为在耶稣时代那时候的女人都是非常保守、非常沉静的。
So the women of Jesus' time, they're all very, very reserved, they're all very quiet.
所以当这些庙里面的娼妓出来了，当这些富家女人新女性主义在那边开始盛行的时候
，So when the harlots they starts to just be boisterous and all the women so who are just living out very expressively，
不要说在教会里面不容易接受
，Not to say it's hard to receive inside the church，
在那个世代的人没有办法接受他们，非常的反感。
So even that culture and that setting at the time is very repulsive for people at the time。
甚至这一类的女人猖狂到一个地步，连当时罗马皇帝该杀都需要下令来 regulate 来管理他们这些人。
And so these women to they are out of control to the extent that Caesar would have to set forth a decree that they would be brought under control.
所以当这样子的影响进到教会来的时候
，So when such an influence begins to creep into the house of God，
这些女人在这里这个教训男人哈，在这里 teach 啊，然后有 authority over men 的时候会。不仅让弟兄姊妹反感，也让福音朋友不信主的人很反感。
So this essence, this influence, as this began to come into the church, women will rise up very authoritatively teach men, and it just causes a lot of repulsive, negative feelings, even for those who are gospel friends.
所以保罗特别提醒教会的姊妹们，要为着神家要有见证，要有顺服，要温和的。并不是说不准他们讲话。
So Paul reminds women that you need to come with a very calm and gentle spirit. It's not that you're no longer allowed to speak.
然后这边讲到，我不许女人讲道。你去看，几乎所有的翻译都说，他说 ，I do not permit a woman to teach or to have authority over a man. 他说，我不许女人去教训。或是去辖管男人。
So again, the English translation is very clear here, is that Paul says, I do not permit a woman to teach or to have authority or dominion over a man.
在教导教训上有很多的字啊，那这个字我好几十年前听到一个年长的弟兄讲，然后我今天也去查了，在新约用的97次，它是比较重的一个话，就是教训的。
So this word teach in the original language is used 97 times in the New Testament. It's a very heavy word and it speaks of rebuke.
而且带着 authority 讲的，而且绝大部分很多是被主耶稣来用的。
And this word comes with an authority and oftentimes this word teach is used when Jesus was speaking.
所以很多解经家圣经学者在这里讲到，在教会刚成立的时候，很多的教义需要有人来断案。例如说耶路撒冷会议发生的时候
So at the start of the church, there are many doctrinal issues that needs to have discernment and people need to decide what it ought to be.
所以保罗特别劝姊妹们不要在这件事情上这个越过自己该有的地位来做教会的断案、争论或是教训别人。
So Paul is admonishing women that do not put themselves in the place where they would be the deciding issues or deciding factors concerning these doctrinal issues at God's house.
好，我们需要很快的时间不够。哥林多前书十四章三十四节到三十六节，这也是很难明白的一句话。
We got to move very quickly. First Corinthians chapter 14, verse 34 to 36. Oftentimes, it's hard to understand for a lot of people.
在这里，妇女在会中要闭口不言，像在圣徒的众教会一样，因为不准他们说话。他们总要顺服，正如律法所说的。他们若要学什么，可以在家里问自己的丈夫，因为妇女在会中说话原是可耻的。神的道理岂是从你们出来吗？岂是单临到你们吗？我想我们读这段话也是非常不容易承受的一句话。
Again, I'd like to ask you just read First Corinthians chapter 14, verse 34 to 36 in your outline.
对不起。
When we come to these verses, sometimes we find that it's hard to bear.
哇，你会想说你保罗怎么是一个这么男性自大主义者哈？
How you would probably think, Paul, how can you be such a male chauvinist?
我跟你说，很多很多很多的书都试着去解释这段话。
And I'll tell you, there are a lot of books trying to describe what Paul was trying to say.
那我就跟你们分享，对我个人，我也跟同工们交通过，大家也都比较阿门接受的一种解释方法。
And I'll share with you, and what I share with all the leadership and the coworker at church, how I understand this particular verse.
就是这句话根本不是保罗在这里教训。
These words are not what Paul is using to admonish the church.
而是保罗引用那些男性自大主义者在教会中的那种 popular saying, 那种很流行的那种话，用来反驳他们的。
What Paul is actually doing is using the words that are very popular, prevalent among the men of his time that they would use in their mouth.
我很快从四个角度讲一下啊，大家稍微明白。
From four different perspectives, I'll share that with you.
第一个，圣经没有标点符号的，哈，一直到隔了很多世纪以后，后来的人才加上去的。
There are no punctuations in scripture, and it's after many, many generations, that we began to, put punctuations in the scripture.
我相信我们都懂得标点符号弄错了，意义可以完全不一样。
And we all understand that if we put the punctuation in the wrong locations, you can have a whole different meaning.
你们记得我以前讲过一个快要离婚的，一个很有钱的太太到欧洲去度假散心的时候。
And you remember I told you a story. There were a couple who were about to be divorced, and the wife went to Europe just to clear her mind.
我忘了她看到一个首饰，还是一件貂皮大衣，很想买，她就打电报回来问她的先生啊。
She saw this particular mink coat or was a piece of jewelry, but again, it was a long time ago. She telegrammed back to her husband.
例如说要五万块或多少钱。
For example, $50,000, some amount of money.
那他先生看了电报以后，二话不想回了一个电报说不可以，太贵了。
So the husband replied with a telegram, "No, too expensive."
他说 "No, price is too high."
No, he replied with, no, price is too high.
结果那个电报员忘了把那个逗点加上去了。
And so the one who sent the telegram did not put the period behind the word no.
所以太太一读了说，哇， no price is too high, 就是对我没有东西是太贵的。
So the wife read those exact same words, no price is too high.
所以今天我们读中文，如果是引用别人的话，你知道有一个那个双引号，你可以看得出来。
If we use in Chinese language, we see quotation mark, you can see that it is a quote from someone else.
但是当初的原文是没有标点符号的。
But in the original text, there are no such punctuations.
那第二件事情。
Secondly,
这个在旧约的律法里面从来没有这一个规定。
And in the Old Testament, we never see such a regulation.
因为他在这里说，正如律法所说的。
It says, as the law also says.
所以你去读遍圣经，你找不到这句话的要求。
So if you look through the entire scripture, you will not see the requirement stated in this verse.
然后我们对犹太文化稍微了解的，就知道犹太的拉比、文士、法利赛人有很多所谓的口传律法。
And you know, if you understand Jewish culture, particularly the rabbinical teachings, there are a lot of laws that are dictated by what they said.
不是直接从神来的，是由这些律法师加进去的，有好几个这个巨册。
And it's not directly from the Lord or the scriptures of God, but they're rabbinical teachings that came forth that became traditions and laws that are handed down.
它叫做塔勒木啊，塔勒木。这是很多的生活细节，它都规定你的。
So pertains to very specific details of how you need to live every day of your life.
例如说我们去以色列地，正好碰到他们安息日，他们是不准按电梯的，所以雇了一个回教的小孩在电梯里面帮你按。
And when we went to Jerusalem and we noticed that on Sabbath they're not even allowed to press the button on the elevator, so they hire a particular Muslim boy to come and I'll press the button for them.
所以这些口传律法，拉比东一条西一条，那都是圣经上没有的。
So the rabbis, again, from their verbal laws, they instituted one and another. These are the things that you cannot find in scripture.
保罗在这里所讲到的这些话，在他的墓里面正好找到，就是说如果一个女人在会中的声音被听到，那是一件可以羞耻的事情。
So they found this particular law in the Talmud where the rabbis have had this particular saying that if the voice of the women can be heard in a congregation,It is shameful.
那第三个，保罗在写书信的时候，他有一个习惯啊，他有的时候会先引用别人讲错的话，然后来反驳。
And you'll discover in Paul's epistles, oftentimes as he writes, he will write concerning the things that are erroneous used by others, and then he will rebuke or rebuttal those things.
像例如说很典型的就是罗马书三章第七节到第八节。
Romans chapter 3 verse 7 and 8.
他说如果神的真实因我的虚谎越发显出他的荣耀，为什么我还要受审判好像罪人呢？为什么不说我可以作恶以成善呢？对不对？
For if the truth of God is increased through my lies to his glory, why am I still judged as a sinner?
你知道这句话虽然在圣经，但是绝对不是圣经的教导。
So you know that when Paul asks this question, it's in scripture, but he's not teaching this, right?
就是保罗用了一个 quotation mark 来引用他们，只是那时候没有标点符号。
He's using what someone has said. There were no quotation marks at the time.
所以他底下就说，这是毁谤我们的人说的，说这话的人被定罪是应该的。
So he concludes it and says, as we are slanders reported, and as some affirms that we say.Their condemnation is just.
像第六章第一节也是，因为在罗马书五章结束的时候，就说罪在哪里显多，恩典就更显多了。
And at the conclusion of chapter 5, Paul says, where grace where sin abounds, grace abounds even more.
那第六章他就说，这样怎么说呢？我们可以人在罪中叫恩典显多吗？
And so Paul continues in chapter 6, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound?
他就是引用那些反对基督教的人那个时候所说的话。
So he's using the words that those people who are rejecting Christianity.
然后第二节他就说断乎不可。
And so therefore in verse 2, he says, certainly not.
所以你如果了解的话，你晓得这段话其实是保罗是引用这些律法师或是别人在这里所传的话。
So you know that as Paul, you see what Paul's writing here, he is illustrating what the words are being used by other rabbis.
那第三个保罗的整个救恩很关键的一件事情，他就是人是因信称义，不是借着行律法。
And so the criticality in all of Paul's writing, you know that man is justified by faith, not according to the perfection of the law.
我只要举两个例子就好，加拉太书三章十节，凡是以律法为本的，都是被咒诅的。
Galatians chapter 3 verse 10, for as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse.
第五章第四节他说，你们这靠律法称义的是以基督隔绝了，是从恩典中堕落了。
Chapter 5 verse 4, you have become estranged from Christ, you who attempt to be justified by the law.
所以你看保罗这么强的在这里反对人用律法来要求蒙恩的人，他怎么会在这里变成说正如律法所说的。
So you can see how Paul very deliberately comes and rejects the notion that we are justified through the law. How would he at the same time argue from the perspective of saying just as what the law has said?
所以当保罗引用了那种错误的要求和教导，就是那些大男人主义的要求的时候。
So after Paul have illustrated the erroneous teaching of those chauvinist men.
所以三十六节是保罗对这些男人的反驳，不是对女人的责备。
So verse 36 is his rebuttal concerning what these men are saying, not the restriction that he's putting on the women.
就是神的道理岂是从你们出来的吗？岂是单单临到你们吗？
Or did the word of God come originally from you? Or was it you only that it reached?
那表示神的话不是只借着男人，对不对？在旧约也有女先知，这是我们很清楚的。
So it's saying that the word of God did not just come through men, but it also came through women, as in the Old Testament we see that there are women prophets.
而且也从来不会那个时候有犹太的女人认为神只对女人说话，那是跟实情不合的。
And it is not according to time and culture where the Jewish women would ever have this notion that God would only speak through women.
所以这句话是责备男人的可能性远远大过是责备女人。
So these words, as Paul rebukes, they certainly have greater notion that it would be rebuking men rather than rebuking women.
那我再说，这个说法是众多说法中间一个，我个人也就觉得我们同工们都比较容易接受的。
And I will tell you, this is an explanation that one of the explanations out there, and this is something that I are able to receive and grasp, and also with all the co-workers.
很快我们来看最后这个男人女人在本教会中的侍奉。
And very quickly we come up to this last point, the service of men and women at SVCA.
然后很快就结束了，总结所说，不管是弟兄或姊妹，都应该照着所得的生命和恩赐全力的投入服事。
And our conclusion is that regardless of brothers or sisters, everyone ought to commit themselves fully into services according to the life and the gifting they have received.
我很感谢主，我们教会的弟兄人数一点不少于姊妹，因为很多的教会都是姊妹为多数。
I'm very thankful to the Lord that the number of brothers here at our church are about the same as the sisters who are here.
但是我更盼望我们教会有更多的姊妹，不要因为男女这种错误的观念而不投入服事。
And I want to pray that certainly more of the sisters here at our church, that we would not uphold ourselves from committing into services because of erroneous concepts such as what we're talking about today.
照着我们的所得的生命恩赐，要全力的投入服事。
And according to the life and the gifting that you received, you need to fully commit yourself into the services in God's house.
弟兄们除了要积极参加教会的侍奉，也需要负起一家之主的责任。 责任。
And brothers, apart from actively participating in church services, you ought to also take up the responsibilities as the head of the house.
尤其是帮助全家带全家属灵为神家守望的责任。
Particularly as the guardian of the spiritual well-being of the home.
因为这是神给男人的责任，要修理看守神所托付的原
则。Because this responsibility that God has given to men, this we are to keep and to tend the house.
我们的家是个园子，我们的教会是个园子，我们要负责修理看守。
Our house is this garden, our church is this garden. It is our responsibility to watch and to keep over it.
那姊妹们应该全力的来帮助。
And then the sisters, we need a support with all of our strength.
能够做丈夫在服事上，在属灵上的这个帮手。
To be the support of their husbands, to be the helper that we talked about.
姊妹们不肯帮忙，就好像一只老鹰断了一只翅膀一样。
And I'll tell you, if the sisters aren't willing to help, it's like an eagle has lost one of its wings.
我小的时候看到同学恶作剧，那种苍蝇把它拔掉一个翅膀，它就在那边原地打转飞不起来。
And when I was younger, I've seen some of my schoolmates, they're very mischievous. They would pull off one of the wings of a fly, and they'd see the fly would try to fly, but it just makes circles.
你的弟兄在属灵没有你，他不容易飞的。
Your brother, no matter how spiritual he is, without you, he cannot.
你要真的帮助他飞起来，你一定得帮。
If you want to help him to fly, you have to help him.
所以神造一个配偶是为了帮助他，不是为了绑住他。
So the Lord has given him a helper, not to keep him bound, but to be his support.
这个中文的谐音我们以为是开玩笑，但是这个问题真的越来越严重，太多的弟兄被姊妹绑住。
There's a lot of the synonym is in more apparent in Chinese. That a lot of times brothers they are bound by their wives.
孩子没换掉不？孩子怎样？你不要去教会，你不要去做这个，不要去做那个啊！你怎么还在读经啊？弟兄姊妹，我们要平衡啊！
The kids, the diapers still on change, and you're still reading your Bible, you're still serving at church. We need to have an appropriate balance.
弟兄要起来负该负的责任，姊妹一定要帮助弟兄属灵。
Brothers, we need to rise up and take up the responsibility that we have, and sister, we also need to rise up to help him to be spiritual.
姊妹们除了代表教会那种代表教会的角色，就是长老跟主任牧师以外，他可以参加教会任何的服事，或是担任。领袖的角色。
For sisters, apart from taking on roles that represents the church, such as the elders or the senior pastors, they are permitted to take on any service, including leadership roles.
不管是小组长啊、执事啊、全时间的传道人啊、牧者啊，他们都可以担任的。
For example, small group leaders, deacons, full-time ministers, etc. They can all partake in these spiritual services.
但是需要有属灵权柄的遮盖和引导，弟兄们也一样，不是只有姊妹们。
And we say that they must have appropriate spiritual covering.But this also includes those who are brothers.
我们在中国教会看到这个现象非常严重，因为很多的弟兄，这个先生没信主，或是出去做生意，都是教会差不多都是姊妹在负责。
We see this phenomenon in China that a lot of times the brothers, either they are not Christians yet, or they have a business that they need to attend to. They would travel quite a bit. So at church, predominantly the gatherings are always sisters.
我们要为着教会祷告，让有更多的弟兄们也能够被兴起来。
So we need to pray for the church that more and more brothers would be raised up.
这个因为不是每一个姊妹都是像底波拉这么属灵。
Spiritual as Deborah。
但是有很多姊妹也很辛苦，不是弟兄都像巴拉一样是可以还可以找得到一些这样子的弟兄，所以很多姊妹也很辛苦。
And we know that a lot of sisters they are also suffering because not all of their brothers or their husbands are like Barak, where he is willing to rise up and to be the spiritual leader.
姊妹可以做话语出口，但是需要有属灵的保护。
And sisters can be speakers, but they need to have spiritual covering.
可以有弄属灵的长者，不见得一定是弟兄。
They need to have a spiritual someone that's more mature than they are. They don't necessarily need to be brothers.
弟兄也需要属灵的保护和遮盖。就算你是教会最年长的，你是教会主任牧师，你是教会开始的创办人，你要把自己摆在身体里面，接受身体的保护和遮盖。
And I would say even brothers, we need spiritual covering. Even for senior pastors, those who have started the church, they need to commit themselves into the assembly of the body that the body would cover them.
好，那最后男人女人在家庭中的角色责任，我们下一堂。
And lastly, the roles and responsibility of men and women in the home, we'll save that for the next lesson.
弟兄们要勇敢地承认责任。
Brothers, we need to be courageous in taking up on our responsibilities.
姊妹们也一样。
Sisters, you ought to do the same.
我们要在这里求主帮助我们找到遮盖和保护，让我们能够全力的投入。
We need to ask the Lord for His help in finding the appropriate covering and protection, that we may serve full-heartedly.
我以为这个不热门的题目我很快就会讲完，反而讲得最长。
And I thought this not very popular topic, I would go through it very quickly, but it's actually one of the longer messages.
我们有个祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你照着你自己的形象和样式造男造女。
According to your image and your likeness, you created man and women.
为的都是叫我们能够像你。
That we may be like you.
而且你也把管理这地的责任交给了我们。
Have you given us the responsibility to subdue and have dominion over this land?
今天在基督里，我们不仅仅都成为神的儿子。
And in Christ, not only are we all sons of God.
我们也都是披戴基督的人。
We are all those who have put on Christ.
主啊，让我们看见弟兄姊妹在神家都是一样重要的。
So Lord, I pray that you would help all of us to see that we are equally important in your house.
哦，没有人把自己的恩典恩赐扣留，不肯给你用。
No one would keep and hold back.The gifts and the life that you've given us.
我们也希望在这些教会实行的事情上，我们一样能够活出生命的见证。
And we pray that in the practical implementation concerning the things in your house, that we will live out this testimony.
而不是律法的要求。
And it's not according to the requirements of the law.
祝福你的教会。
Please bless your church.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。